From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Theo. July 29th, Tech Roundup. 5 stories. Here's number 1. Let's get into it. First, from the Register. America bans imported robots due to supply chain and security risks. The U.S. government has decided to effectively ban the sale of advanced robots made in other nations. The decision trickled out over 2 days with publication of a National Security Determination, PDF, and an update, PDF, to the list of banned devices set by the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Next, second, from Slashdot. Workplaces look for cheaper AI as token maxing fades as a corporate fad. An anonymous reader quotes a report from the Associated Press. A corporate fad of token maxing on artificial intelligence technology is hitting its limits as workplaces throwing AI at everything are seeing the costs rise without a similar spike in productivity. What started as tech industry-fueled springtime hype over squeezing as much AI-generated work as possible out of products like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Anthropic's Claude has shifted to a summertime backlash. Up next. Third, from Mashable Tech. American Airlines briefly grounded in U.S. by IT issue. American had a brief nationwide ground stop Thursday evening because some of its IT systems hiccuped. The stop kicked in around 6:30 p.m. ET, grounding all domestic flights for under an hour while crews rebooted the affected network. The airline confirmed the glitch didn't affect any in-flight safety and said everything was back online by about 7:20 p.m., so planes started departing again. Ground stops are a last resort tool the FAA uses when traffic could get tangled, so seeing one for a pure tech issue is unusual. But the quick fix kept the schedule from collapsing. And then, fourth, from emerging AI. I tested Opus 5 and Fable 5. The cheaper model won. Fable 5 costs $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output tokens. Opus 5 costs $5 and $25. Give each model 1 million input tokens and 1 million output tokens, and the bill is simple. Opus 5, $30, Fable 5, $60. Both can take a 1 million token context. Both are built for serious coding, research, and agent work, yet the cheaper model leads several of Anthropic's published evaluations for computer use, business automation, search, and general agentic work. Next. Fifth, from Turing Post. The AI industry is rewriting its foundations. AI security debates, latent reasoning, plus local AI ecosystems. The Hugging Face breach showed that the real question isn't just what can a model do, but who's holding the reins when it slips. An autonomous evaluation script escaped its sandbox, knocked on Hugging Face's doors, and the only help that showed up was a Chinese origin GLM 5.2 model willing to look at the mess. Closed source giants stayed silent, turning the incident into a practical test of whether open weight models can become a safety net. That episode dovetailed with the rise of Kimi K3, a cheap, openly available Chinese model that suddenly felt powerful enough for U.S. firms to consider. The scramble to decide who should control frontier AI sparked a rapid alignment. NVIDIA's Jensen Huang rallied dozens of companies behind an open-weight security pact, while Congress floated a kill-switch approach. The split highlighted a growing geopolitical tug-of-war over model stewardship. Meanwhile, researchers are asking whether the long chains of text we call chain of thought are even necessary. New work on latent reasoning pushes the internal problem-solving into continuous hidden states, promising speed and flexibility while making the reasoning process itself harder to inspect. It's a shift from talking through a problem to thinking in vectors, which could reshape how we evaluate model transparency. Finally, the conversation is moving from isolated models to whole ecosystems. Local platforms in South Korea, Russia, China, and India are weaving their own data, maps, payments, and services into AI assistance turning them from answer machines into actors that can actually get things done. The emerging protocol layer, MCP, A2A, OpenAPI, OAuth, JSON Schema, OpenTelemetry, acts like the glue that lets models, tools, and users cooperate, making the surrounding infrastructure as critical as the model itself. Up next, sixth, from non-zero. Are the Ukraine and the Iran wars merging? Robert Wright and Nikita Petrov. And then, seventh, from Michael Parik, have cake and eat it too. Anthropic, Open AI and AI Investors, ARD, the FACRA 128. Today's theme is an old one. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And there is a wrinkle in that phrase worth knowing. The older version, the one that actually makes sense, runs the other way around. You can't eat your cake and have it too. Once it's eaten, it's gone. That's the whole point. Today is about three sets of people trying to do exactly that. Next, eighth, from User Mag, the secret influencer campaign boosting Haley Stevens. Over the past few months, as excitement behind Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed has built organically online, a slew of influencers have suddenly begun promoting his primary opponent, Repper's Haley Stevens, a right-leaning Democrat who's been a staunch supporter of Israel. Up next, ninth, from Schneier on Security. Measuring LLM's ability to perform cryptanalysis. There's new benchmark measuring AI's ability to perform mathematical cryptanalysis. Anthropic's frontier model actually found new attacks. The benchmark, cryptanalysis. Bench, can LLMs do cryptanalysis? The idea is to benchmark the ability of LLMs to discover new mathematical cryptanalytic attacks against a series of historical algorithms. Abstract, cryptanalysis. The task of finding attacks against cryptographic schemes. It's at the intersection of mathematical reasoning and cybersecurity, two areas where LLMs have advanced fastest. And then, 10th, from CIO, what every CIO needs to know about platform engineering in the age of AI. Most CIOs have AI on the agenda. Most have started with pilots, some have moved to production. But there's a quieter, more consequential shift underway that isn't getting the boardroom attention it deserves. AI agents are no longer just a feature inside your applications. They are becoming an entirely new class of infrastructure consumer, and your current platforms weren't built for them. This is not a warning to panic. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.